Art and science. It is easy to stereotype the two institutions as having different strengths, for example, Oxford with politics and Cambridge with science. However, Cambridge has also produced distinguished politicians, including Prime Minister Walpole, Baldwin, William Pitt, and Oxford graduates include noted scientists such as Edmund Halley, Robert Hooke, and Dorothy Crowfoot Hodgkin, and more recently, Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web. Affiliates of the University of Cambridge have won 87 Nobel Prizes as of 2010, more than any other institution, according to some counts. Former undergraduates of the university have won a grand total of 61 Nobel Prizes, more than the undergraduates of any other university. Perhaps most of all, the university is renowned for a long and distinguished tradition in mathematics and the sciences. Among the most famous of Cambridge polymaths are Sir Isaac Newton. Besides Sir Francis Bacon, also spent part of his life there, with pioneering mathematicians John Dee and Brooke Taylor soon followed. Other groundbreaking mathematicians include Hardy, Littlewood, and De Morgan, three of the most renowned pure mathematicians in modern history. Perhaps most importantly of all, James Clerk Maxwell, who is also considered to have brought about the second great unification of physics, the first being accredited to Newton, with his classical electromagnetic theory. Another Cambridge scholar responsible for major developments in scientific understanding was Charles Darwin, the biologist who first suggested the theory of evolution. Later Cambridge biologists include Francis Crick and James D. Watson, developed a model for the three-dimensional structure of DNA whilst working at the university's Cavendish Laboratory. More recently, Sir Ian Wilmot, the man who was responsible for the first cloning of a mammal with Dolly the sheep in 1996, was an undergraduate at Darwin College. In addition to those big names, there are numerous famous scientists who have studied or taught in Cambridge. For example, physicist Stephen Hawking, economist John Maynard Keyes. Besides, there are designers of the world's first computing system, discoverer of hydrogen, discoverer of the neutron, leader of the Manhattan Project, inventor of the atomic bomb, astronomers, inventor of the jet engine, inventor of the camera, and so on. Different from Cambridge, Oxford produced more politicians. 25 British prime ministers have attended Oxford, and at least 30 other international leaders have been educated at Oxford.